My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
3-1 on the way, and this is lifted out into left field, hit pretty well. Profar going back, still going back. He looks up, and it's gone. Straight away left field, just over the wall. Low, 2 at-bats, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs. It's 5-0 Texas.
And Nathan Eovaldi did the job on the mound as they blanked the Padres. Game 1 last night on this radio station, 7-0 Rangers. Let's talk about it with our every other Wednesday guest. He is Brett Boone, host of the Brett Boone Podcast, an Odyssey original featuring the most notable names in baseball and all around sports every week. And Brett is joining us once again live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. Good morning, man. How are you?
Morning. How you doing? I'm doing all right. Doing all right.
Are you
better than your Rangers?
Whoa! Hang on a second. Man. They've won 2 in a row.
What about they're doing better than your Mariners?
Ooh, they're reeling too, boy. They're reeling. It's crazy the way the game is now. Things, you know, just look at the landscape across. San Diego catches fire. Yeah, they lose one. Mets are on fire. They were dead and buried a month ago, and the script's being flipped. You know, the Yankees were best team in baseball. All of a sudden, last 2 weeks, they're having trouble winning ball games. So, crazy game, crazy time of the season. Long way to go.
What is your brother saying about Judge and what the hell he is doing?
Right now, I don't talk to Aaron. I leave them alone. When they're getting their butt kicked, I leave them alone. If they're winning too much, I leave them alone too, because I will be blamed when they lose. So no, but on the Judge conversation, it's more of me, because I'm watching something right now that we haven't seen in a long time. The way he's dominating, it's almost right-handed Bonds-ish, and I haven't seen anything close since I've seen Barry play. To watch Barry play for when he was dominating, I mean, it was slow pitch softball versus the rest of us. And there's a lot of great players. We saw Trout have a run where he was the dominant player in the game. We've seen a lot of tremendous individual seasons. But on a day-in, day-out basis, I mean, Judge had a terrible April. And he's got 30-something home runs. He's got mid-80s RBIs. OPS is off the charts. He's doing Bonds-type stuff. And I just tell Aaron, I said, this Judge guy is unbelievable. And his answer is, he really is. So,
hey, and your dog agrees. Hey, one more thing on your brother. Did JJ Redick give him props the other day in his Lakers opening press conference that he wants to manage the Lakers like Aaron does the Yankees?
I think he did. And I don't know JJ, you know, obviously Aaron's buddies with him, but he did. And I think in the article, I think it was referenced that they talk on a regular basis. I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. I mean, as far as you not coming out and saying anything and somebody saying, you know, it kind of validates what you've been doing all along. Like, hey, people are keeping note. Aaron's been, you know, as far as press wise and the media covered him, in New York, you're going to get killed. It's just the way it is. That's part of the job when you sign up. But through all the ups and the downs he's been through his tenure with the Yankees, to the fact that a J.J. Redick, who is taking the Lakers head coaching job, takes note of it, I think it's pretty cool. A little flattering moment for little brother.
Brett Boone on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on Sean and RJ. If you're the Rangers, you are 7 back, but Seattle has lost 3 in a row. The Astros are 2nd in the West. Are you buying, selling, or staying as things stand today? We're going to keep asking you to the deadline.
I'm going to stay. Well, I'm looking at all these races, and it's made me reflect a little bit and on the landscape of Major League Baseball right now. Never in history of our game has it been less important how good you are in the regular season. It's not a marathon anymore. And as a player, I don't like that. As a fan, I do, because it's more exciting down the stretch. As a player, I don't like it. I grind it out for 162, and the best team is standing when you had to, in the past, win the division. There was some merit to that. In today's game, you don't necessarily have to. Mm-hmm. There are so many injuries in today's game, and it plays such a big part on teams individually that the whole strategy is play good enough to get a seat at the table and be in position when that postseason starts. Be healthy and hitting on all cylinders. Anybody has a chance to win. And in today's game, it's not necessarily the best team that wins, that's going to win the World Series. So it's position yourself at the time. First, you got to get a seat. It's easier than ever to get a seat in the history of baseball. You got 6 seats in each division or in each league, American League and National League, 12 total. And it's just getting a spot at that table. And it's not about, oh, we got to win as many games as we can during the regular season. A lot of teams just coast in, but you got to put yourself in position. At this stage of the game, I would definitely not count the Texas Rangers out. A lot of positive things got to happen. You got to get these guys back. And I'm looking at the injuries, and Young, he re-aggravated it. He's down. DeGrom after, that's the biggest thing for me. DeGrom after the All-Star break. That's, you guys know, I mean, that's a 50-50 for me. But if that were to go great, Scherzer would continue to start.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Got to get Carter back. This offense start acting like the offense a year ago. A lot of things could happen for the Texas Rangers. They've been pretty banged up this year, but that's the case for a lot of teams. Look at Houston. They were dead and buried. All of a sudden, they're 3 games behind the Seattle Mariners in the blink of an eye. So, no, at this stage of the game, definitely, especially a reigning World Series champion, I would far from count them out at this point. But they've got to get a lot better, and they got to start playing a lot better. That's for sure.
Odyssey insider Brett Boone joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. He's on the fan cam. You can see the gold gloves and the silver sluggers behind him.
Oh yeah, take us around the room.
I'm flexing a little bit today. I'm in between. I just want to give you a good background. We even got one of Dad's.
Oh wow.
Threw up there. Yeah, we threw one of Dad's up there. We got the silver sluggers. A couple, you know. couple covers, Sports Illustrated, TV Guide. The kids out there, you don't know what a TV Guide is. if you're under 38, you don't know what a TV Guide is.
Yes.
But in my day, you get on the cover of TV Guide. That's a big deal. Right next to, who knows, the Jeffersons, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of shows back there. Alice, maybe
Alice. Wait, Alice. Is that you on the cover of TV Guide?
Dropping it. Absolutely. Who am I going to put behind me? Somebody else on the cover?
Well, you put your family up. I didn't know. That's like going on Dancing with the Stars, where Emma Smith gets more recognized, you know, through the non-sports fans, obviously, and you're on TV Guide versus TV SI. Guide. Was that a popularity jump?
I think, the SI, you know, it's kind of, everybody knows the SI cover back in the day. That was a big deal. But for me, it was the TV Guide, because I grew up with that. You know, I grew up with the TV Guide, and that was just as cool for me. When I got the TV Guide, I'm like, that's just as cool as the Sports Illustrated.
Brett, give us the trade names and possibilities that you've been talking about, that you've been intrigued by. And you're saying to yourself, whoa, if this guy gets moved, this could shake things up. Who are some of the names that are being talked about out there?
I think you can go to the White Sox. For me, I'm going to look no farther than the Toronto Blue Jays. You know, I'm hearing out of their front office that they want to make, you know, this year, they're kind of pretty buried right now. I don't see them making a run this year, but I'm hearing from management that we're going to give it one more try with the Bo Bichettes and the Vladdy Guerrero Juniors. I don't buy it. You know, you got Gausman, Berrios, Kikuchi, a Bassett in that starting rotation. Those are some real pieces that a lot of teams out there would be interested in. Obviously, a Vladdy Guerrero type. Springer, you thought it was going to work this year. You brought Turner over from the LA Dodgers. So I think look no farther than the Blue Jays for all these pennant contenders that are going to need some pieces. I think they're going to look no farther than the Blue Jays. And those will be some interesting gets if they get them. I think a lot of teams are going to not be in the market for a big splash, but more of a, maybe a bullpen piece or a role player here and there. But I think the big pieces are going to come from the Blue Jays. That's my thoughts. They're saying no right now, but you're always saying no at this stage. You're still playing. Players in that locker room don't want to hear that everybody's going to be available at this stage of the game. At least get through the All-Star break and see what's going from there. But that's what I'm thinking. It's going to be the Blue Jays. They're stacked with a lot of players. I dare call them rent-a players, but they look like back in the day when Ricky Henderson at the end of his career seemed like he was just waiting. Where am I going next? Roger Clemens was a David Wells from my generation or that type. I think a lot of pieces are sitting there in Toronto.
Has Vladdy been what you expected him to be, or is he disappointed a little bit?
For me, he's underperformed. You know, I thought he was going to be a perennial, especially the early years of his career. I thought he was going to be a perennial MVP type player. He's starting to put it together a little bit this year, got off to a slow start like a lot of guys on that team. But I think that whole Toronto Blue Jay roster for the last 4 or 5 years, they've really underperformed. And I, if you call it a disappointment, I think so. I think when Bo and Vladdy were coming up and the Biggio, the big talk was all the sons of former big league players. But I looked at that roster and I said, wow, these guys could be really good for years to come. It just hasn't worked out for them.
Ohtani said he's not going to do the home run derby. Judge said he's not going to do the home run derby. I think it's a big miss for the sport. Why do players not want to do this? I mean, shouldn't this be something that's fun and they want to do it?
I'll tell you, I remember the first time I was asked to do it. I did the 01 Derby and I was just pinch myself. Oh my gosh, I'm getting asked to do the home run derby. It was a big deal. It was an honor for me to do it. I did it. 03, they came back. They asked me to do it again. I said, hell yeah. How often are you going to be actually asked to do a home run derby? Well, my second one didn't turn out so well. But I remember there was a lot to hear when I came back from the derby. That, oh, nice derby, Booney, you know, my teammates. And I kind of looked at my teammates in the eye and I said, listen, try getting invited. Try qualifying for a home run derby before you have this a big opinion about how I did. anyway, that was the funny part of my story. But yeah, I think it's an honor. It's like an all-star game. You know, back in the day, you made an all-star game. You went to that damn all-star game. Nowadays, it seems like Oh yeah, I'm not going to go. I've got a little bit of a hand. This is a short window we've got. You know, I wish I could give them the perspective from I'm looking at it now. A guy that played a long time, and I got to go to All-Star games and derbies and World Series. But I'll tell you, sitting on this side of it, being 55, watching it, man, it went by so fast. So my advice is grab every opportunity, do everything they can ask you to do. I don't buy into that. It screws your swing up for the second half of the season. It doesn't. It's like the golf thing. Oh, does the golf swing mess up your swing? No, it makes me tired before I got a 9-8 game, but it doesn't screw up my swing. Yeah. You know, I think the same thing. You're right. It's for the sport and the amount of money we're making today. Or these guys are making. I think you kind of owe it. You have an obligation to give them what they want. You know, they want to see Shohei Ohtani against Aaron Judge. That's what it's all about.
This was awesome. Thank you for taking us back to our childhood with the TV Guide. Happy Fourth, brother. We'll do it again during All Star Week.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Awesome, Brett Boone, host of the Brett Boone Podcast, an Odyssey original featuring the most notable names in baseball and all around sports every week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.